The Kingdom Life Tabernacle in Mesopotamia is implementing a program aimed at empowering women in the Maraqua community. Pastor and project coordinator Ezra Komabach says the Agri-Processing Skills Program is open to women who attend the church and other women from the surrounding communities. This, he says, forms part of their project to promote the holistic development of the community.
The program targets women and young ladies who may be living in disadvantageous situations. Women and young ladies who may have no or low income, who may be considered poor, indigent, or otherwise may have found themselves in a situation where finances are very low or lacking. And the aim of the program is really to present or give these women skills that they can use to help themselves out of their poverty or poverty-like situation. We are hoping to have women in the Maraqua area because the project is not just for the church. We are really targeting women outside of the church and in the general Maraqua constituency. So as far as women are, they can be a part of the program. The program will be run on the premises of the church in Mespo. It's going to be run in the evenings.
Pastor Komabach says the project will run in three phases and outlines the work which will be done in the first two phases.
The program consists of three phases, and as I said, they are agri-processing phases. Phase one will run from Monday to Tuesday in the evenings from 5, and it consists of wine and condiments making. So things like ketchup, barbecue sauce, peanut butter, that sort of stuff will be done in phase one of the program. Phase two is what we call fruit drying and preservation. This entails things like jams and jellies and other things that could be used, made from local fruits. And we are going to be using all the fruits that are so popular in St. Vincent and the Grenadines now to make some of these products. And that phase begins in March.
According to Pastor Komabach, the final phase of the Agri-Processing Skills Program under the Women Empowerment Project will focus on ham production, and he is encouraging interested women to be a part of it.
The final phase is what we call ham production. And very often when people hear ham, they only think pork. At least that was my initial thought about it. But ham could actually be made from any kind of meat. And so in the month of June, we are going to be taking the women and ladies to a program where they can actually make their own ham. You know, Christmas is coming up, God spare our life, December again. And so they can actually learn how to make a ham for themselves and even sell. And that will be done in June. And so we are really hoping that women can take advantage of this golden opportunity. There is no cost to any of them, perhaps, just their own transportation. All the raw materials will be provided for them to go through the training. So it's really just for women to come to show up and be a part.
Pastor of the Kingdom Life Tabernacle and project coordinator for their Women Empowerment Project, Ezra Komabach. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.